Hey there, it's Tony here, and welcome to this episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. What resolutions do dumb leaders take, and what resolutions should you be taking to make 2018 successful for you? Hang around, because that's what I'm talking about. Podcast, and on today, the second day of 2018, I'm going to share the resolution the dumb leaders make every year. That's because they don't make any. It's a bit of a trick question, actually, because most dumb leaders don't make a resolution. And even if they did, they would fall into the 92% of people whose resolution doesn't work. They expect to change nothing, but they expect change and they expect improvement in their life. They expect better results. They may set out for a goal for the year, maybe to get a new job or something like that. But if they don't change mindset and if they don't change their approach on what it is that they do, it ultimately doesn't happen. Now, so how do I know this? You know, in a 30-year retail career, I've interviewed hundreds of people chasing a new job, a fresh start. And as part of the rapport-building process prior to the interview, where I engage in just some small talk to try and connect and try and build some common ground, I normally ask in that process, you know, what sort of goals have you set for yourself? What sort of goals have you set for yourself? And I know that 90% of people don't set goals because 90% of the people, the answer is always generic. They'll answer with something like, the question is, tell me about a goal that you've set for yourself this year. Very specific. And what will happen is people will generally be very generic. Oh, I just want to be the best me. I'm just trying to be the best person I can be. And every now and again, you might get someone to say, oh, yeah, look, I'm really in search for a new job. Okay, that's awesome, I'll say. What are you doing to do that? And the answer that I commonly get, well, I'm here. I'm being interviewed by you. I'm out there applying for jobs. And seriously, it's a very select few that would talk me through their goals that they'd set and then talk me through what they're doing to achieve them. You know, and admittedly, some of those goals are things like, I want to travel to Nepal, I want to travel to England, I want to travel to the United States, I want to do my family tree. You know, they're some of the goals that I've had people talk to me about and then tell me what they're doing to achieve that. And it's only a select few that can do that. So why is that? Most people don't set goals. It's that simple. And the dumb leaders fall into that category without a doubt. Without a doubt, the dumb leader falls into that category. If you're not out there setting goals for yourself, if you're not out there writing them down, and if you're not out there actively doing the stuff that you've said you want to achieve, that's dumb. That's dumb. But I'm going to share with you four key things a leader should be doing to be their best. And you don't have to wait till the next New Year's Day. You don't have to wait to 2019 to set this course in action. You can do this every day. You can do this every single day. You can do it every week, every month, every year. Because these four key things don't change. Number one, set goals. Now, this one goes with the territory. Set goals, write them down. Set big goals, but set milestone goals along the way. Small steps. It's common sense. And many dumb leaders tell me, Tony, that's common sense. But do they do that? Do they do that? Do they set goals? Do they write it down? It may be common sense. It's certainly not common practice. Certainly not common practice. Why don't more do it? If it's common sense, why do we only have 8% of the population that actively sets goals, actively achieves goals? Write them down, make them real. Set large goals and then set milestone goals along the way. Now, step number two, learn something new, growth. It's all about growth. This year, make it about growth. Every day, make it about growth. If you want to have better, you have to be better. Let's grow. Let's progress. Let's master something. If you've always wanted to play the guitar, learn. Don't do it on Xbox. Learn. Master something. Do something that scares you. Do something that's new. Do something for the first time. Growth. Make life about growth. Make it about progress. Lead by example. Step number three, be the leader that you would want to have as your leader. Model the behaviors. Be a model leader. Listen. Have empathy. Connect with everyone. Communicate and coach as opposed to tell and do. Lead by the example that you would want as your leader. And step number four, prioritize and understand what's important, because when it's important, it becomes a priority for us to do. If it isn't important, we don't find the energy. That's how we work. If it's not important, we don't have energy to make it happen. Find the important stuff in life. Find the importance around setting goals. Find the importance of learning something new. Find the importance around leading by example. And you, my friend, are in for a great year. And you will be a better leader for it. And you won't fall into that category of dumb leaders. That's what I want for you. A great year of great leadership. Hey, it's Tony here. Thank you for tuning in to the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Let's really kick our backsides this year and have the greatest leadership year that we've ever had. Head over to dumbleaders.com and to share your Dumb Leaders story. Subscribe to the podcast, and I'm going to see you all again next week on the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Until then, I'll see you later.